New earthquakes reported in Tamaulipas, free tremors in less than 24 hours. Texas border business, Texas border business. Tampico, September 26, 2024. Tamaulipas has experienced an unusual increase in seismic activity this year. In the past 24 hours, three earthquakes have been recorded in the region, bringing the total number of tremors in 2024 to 37, according to data from the National Seismological Service, SSN. The most recent earthquake occurred early yesterday morning, with a magnitude of 3.7 on the Richter scale. Its epicenter was 74 kilometers northeast of Ciudad Mante, where many of the tremors reported in recent months have been concentrated. The other two tremors in the past 24 hours also occurred in nearby areas, contributing to growing concern among local residents who are not accustomed to this type of phenomenon. Historically, Tamaulipas is not known as a seismically active region compared to states like Oaxaca or Guerrero, where earthquakes are common. However, in recent years, seismic movements have become more frequent in northeastern Mexico, drawing attention from experts and authorities. The 37 earthquakes recorded in 2024 represent a significant increase compared to previous years, where tremors were sporadic and of low magnitude. Most of these quakes have occurred in the southern part of the state, especially near Ciudad Mante and Altamira, where geological faults have shown recent activity. The National Seismological Service and geological experts have begun studying the phenomenon in greater detail. Some theories suggest that tectonic activity in the northeast of the country could be related to the reactivation of ancient geological faults and the cumulative effects of the movement of the North American and Caribbean tectonic plates. Another possible cause is groundwater extraction and industrial activity in the region, although this has yet to be confirmed. According to seismology experts, these tremors are unlikely to indicate a larger earthquake, though the possibility cannot be entirely ruled out. The recommendation is for the population to remain alert and follow the guidelines of civil protection authorities. In response to this increase in seismic activity, residents in the affected areas have begun to express their concerns. Although no significant damage to infrastructure or casualties has been reported so far, residents are taking extra precautions, such as conducting drills and inspecting their homes to ensure they are prepared for a stronger earthquake. Local authorities and civil protection have stepped up efforts to educate the public on safety measures in the event of an earthquake, including identifying safe zones, preparing emergency kits, and conducting drills. Additionally, inspections of buildings and workplaces have increased to ensure public safety. The Civil Protection Coordinator in Tamaulipas, Pedro Granados Ramirez, stated in a recent press conference that although these tremors have been relatively low in magnitude, it is essential for the population to remain vigilant. Seismic events in our region, though historically infrequent, may increase. We must be prepared and act responsibly, he said. As the year progresses, the scientific community will continue to monitor the evolution of these seismic events in Tamaulipas closely. Ongoing studies are expected to provide a more detailed explanation of why the state is experiencing this unexpected seismic activity. In any case, the recommendation remains clear: stay calm, prepared, and informed. Meanwhile, experts from the National Seismological Service will continue to monitor any variations in tectonic activity in the region to provide early warnings and preventive measures should the tremors persist or increase in intensity. This change in seismic activity presents new challenges for a state that, until recently, was not on the country's seismic radar and must now adapt to a new reality of prevention and preparedness in the face of these natural phenomena.